We know that game as the Hail Mary game, and you've probably heard of it. And the reason why it's famous is, you saw it. It was a catch made by Drew Pearson. Was that Drew Pearson or Preston Pearson? It was Drew Pearson that the Minnesota fans said was impossible to make, so he must have pushed off on Nate Bryant. And what's interesting about that play, and also one other thing happened in that game that to this day reverberates across every public event, and it was when that referee got hit with that bottle. Before that game and before that season, you could go into an NFL stadium, you could go anywhere in any sports venue with bottles, with cans, with your drinks, with your food, and whatever you wanted to bring with you. Nobody stopped you. Nobody said you can't bring that in. When that ref got hit with that bottle, that began the process by which they made it against league policy to be able to bring bottles and cans into games. That was the game. And so that's why, ladies, you have your purses searched. Yeah, I know we have terrorism. I get that part. But even before there was real angst about terrorism, there was the fear that people had bottles and shit that they were going to throw on the field. And that's why you get your purses searched. That's why people get all that stuff confiscated. I looked at the replay, and the following week, during that season, during that 75 season, the following week was the NFC and AFC championship games. And the NFC championship game was here in L.A., and it was between the Cowboys and the Rams. Rams got their fucking asses kicked, as usual. But they, during the pregame, showed that play, that Hail Mary, as it became known, the Hail Mary, over and over and over again. And I'll tell you, I mean, and I've only heard Minnesota fans talking about the push-off. He pushed off. I didn't see it. He turned around, and it's hard to say whether he's pushing off or whether Nate Bryant had him by the arm or was pulling on him. But Bryant overran the play. Pearson turned, and the ball came down short to him, and he did catch it, like, on his hip and then turn and went into the end zone. I don't know, man. Did you see, by the way, if you were looking at that, did you see what looked like a flag flying in there at the end? Obviously, it wasn't a flag because I don't think any penalty was called. It could have been some garbage being tossed. It could have been a bird. I don't know what it was, but it looked like a little yellow flag flying across the screen in slow motion. So there was that. And then there was the only other thing that happened in that drive was the catch, the sideline tiptoe catch by Pearson. And his feet were clearly in bounds. Look, I'm not a Cowboy fan, but you know, I'm like a lot of people. You know, I don't like the Cowboys because I didn't grow up there, and I wasn't a fucking Dallas Cowboy fan. But you know, I'm just telling you what I saw. He tiptoed that sideline like unfucking real. His feet were in, made the catch, and then out he went. So anyway, that's the Hail Mary game. If you hadn't seen it, and that's why we have Hail Mary passes now. Just chuck it up and see if a guy can come down with it. And the bottle hitting the referee. I didn't know it happened in that game. I'd heard about it that weekend. That was 1975. I was like my third year in radio, and I was probably at home drinking beer and raising hell and shit. And but for some reason, that game missed. I was probably watching the AFC games because I was always a AFC fan. But I did hear about the ref getting hit in the head with a, quote, whiskey bottle. I was like, God damn, man. Good shot. You know, I mean, from out of the stands comes this bottle and hit the guy. Okay, man, so here we are. This is our pregame, or pre-show for our Monday show. We're doing this as a live stream on Sunday night. But for the purposes of my head, so I can keep my shit together, let's just assume this is Monday, okay? And that's what we're going to do. And I'm glad I got everything squared away here in terms of the what am I doing? Oh. There's our studio if you haven't seen our live stream before. Thank you for participating in our Facebook chat on Friday night. It was a good time. It was a little crazy because first it was going to be on Facebook, and then it wasn't going to be on Facebook. And then it was going to be on Facebook, then it wasn't going to be on Facebook. And the whole reason for that is because I thought that I was going out on Friday night, and I'd had a pre-scheduled event that I had to attend. And so what I was going to do is, rather than blow off the chat like I did when I was over Don and Pam's that night, so I was going to bring along the Facebook chat, and Facebook Live, we'd do it remote, you know. Then what I was going to do Friday night did not materialize, and so we'd already promoted it, and it seemed like a way. I told Joe, I said, this, I'm going to go back on Facebook and back on Twitter and tell people, no, on second thought, it's just going to be over at the fuck it, it's too late now, so... We just kept it at Facebook, and it was goofy because we lost, and that was not because Facebook Live went down, but I was fucking with the phone or doing something, and I pushed the wrong button, and anyway, we got disconnected, and then I reconnected, and we did the last 12 minutes of the chat. Unfortunately, that does not make it onto the BSP only. However, I have it. It's saved to my phone, so we will load that up at some point for BSP, so you can see the final 12 minutes of that chat on Saturday night. Now, let me put my glasses on and get my shit together here, man. God damn it, that was Boy George. They just showed Boy George, and he looked, like, not good. Anyway, that's Arnold. That's the boom to the microphone. It's the boom to the studio mic. It's always in the way. What I ought to do is just turn the camera toward this other TV that we've got, but I'm too... Look at that. That looks like me before every show. And I'm holding that gun. What do we got going on here, man? This is Detroit and who? Oh, Green Bay. Oh, wow. This is a big game, man. It's a huge game. Aren't they both tied? Or close to it? All right. Well, I can't be worried about that right now. No score. All right. God damn it. There we go.
And let's see how the... You know, I haven't used this voice in a whole week. My God, Phil.
You're sounding good, Margaret.
Thank you. I want to talk here. Are we going to have time for this?
Well, you're going to talk about that... broadcast news? Yeah, you were commenting on that.
Yes, I was commenting on it. I don't know if you followed...
We did follow it sort of on Twitter.
Yes, I did comment on broadcast news.
What about it?
Let me...
Shut up, bud, will you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's going to kind of drag along.
It's not dragging along. The only thing that'll be dragging, bud, is you will be dragging your head behind you. You'll have a rope tied around it. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
How you doing there, Tootsie Witsie? My little girl is here. How you doing, baby?
Thunder the cat is with us tonight.
She's down here.
She's all right. She's been looking at me going, what the fuck is up with this motherfucker that is responsible for my care and feeding, you know? Because I've been dancing and singing and drinking fucking tequila and this kind of shit. But, Thunder, I did play with her because I read this thing about cats and boredom. Cats get bored. I didn't think cats could get bored. I thought cats kept their own company pretty well, but apparently not. So I did this whole, you know, I got out the, I got this bird on a string thing and a bunch of shit. I thought, you know, I might as well get a dog because I thought I don't have the time right now to invest emotionally in a dog. I mean, as much as I want one, but hell, cats are no different. Cats get bummed out too, you know, so. Here, let me see here. All right, good, man. Good, 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 good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. What are we doing here? Oh. Hold on a second. Joe, we're rocking. Okay, cool. Great. Oh, yeah. I know that place. Man, I tell you what, I can't wait to get this fucking weight off and get down to my regular, my fighting weight, because, I mean, this is harder. This diet is harder than the first time I did it. It's really just testing my fucking patience and my willpower and everything. Even though I'm doing fine, you know, but the other thing is I hit that fucking wall that you hit, you know, where you stop losing weight for a while because your body is adjusting and is holding on to the calories, is not burning them. That happens. It's a physiologic phenomenon that essentially the body protects itself from famine, so it holds on to these calories. But ain't no famine going on in my house. But so I have had a hard time getting below a certain weight, and finally I think I'm doing it this week. I have until the end of February to be on the same schedule I was on when I was losing weight in 2012, I believe. So let's see, we're talking about September, August, July, June, May, April. So I really started in April. So at the beginning of May, I was at 279. At the beginning of June, I was at 269. Is that right? I had lost more weight than that. I was at two at the beginning of June. I was around 255. Beginning of July, 225. Yeah. So the beginning of July, August, September, October. 4 months left. So I'm like 2 months behind schedule this time out. God damn it. One of the things I did is I got into this zero calorie kick, you know, where I found these vegetables, I found these different zero calorie foods, and I was sort of like eating those nonstop. Well, there's no such thing as a zero calorie. I mean, every food, if you eat it enough of that, it's going to put calories that need to be burned into you. And I was relying, I think, a little bit too much on that diet, even though it was like basically vegetarian. Just the key. Let me tell you the key, man. The key, once you get the weight off, keep that motherfucking weight off. And you can do it. And as I get more experience with it, I'll give you more information. But you do it by being vigilant during the week. If you want to blow it out on the weekend, and I figure that that's when you're going to blow it out, you want to eat, go ahead and eat. But you got to pay the motherfucking piper during the week. You have to, you know, make sure that you're burning that those extra calories off. Make sure you're, you know, settling your diet back into a, you know, good calorie count each day. And then, if you want, go ahead and have your fucking, you know, whatever it is. And I didn't do that. You know, I started, as soon as I got to 210, I started partying right away. You know, just like all kinds of, all. I figured I earned it, you know. First thing I did when I got to 210 is I flew to D.C. You guys know all the story that I went back to see Barry. She was in the hospital. She just had surgery. Got myself a room in Georgetown at the Four Seasons there in Georgetown. I had 4 or 5 days off. I think I had 4 days off. I mean, you know, went downstairs, a little breakfast, and a few cocktails, and then we had some dinner, and they had a really great Chinese place. I went into that across the street, and went back up to the room and started eating all that candy and shit, and, you know, getting room service, this, and, yeah. Yep. I remember, though, when I saw that diet, when I saw, I hit the weight, I got on the scale, I made it. I think I tweeted it out or some shit, but I was just, really happy. All right. Ball-breaking female reporters. Do we have any example of Mariah Carey fucking up? What happened here, man? Why is my computer frozen? Hello? Why is this thing... Wow, we're really slow here. Okay. Super fucking slow, this computer, man. Is Audacity working? It is. Jesus, what happened here? I'm dealing with a really slow computer now, and I can't get the internet up. Oh, here we go. Okay. Let's go. There we go. Oh, I know what happened. I know what I did wrong.
Let's hear it right...
Yeah. Oh, there's
Brian. Now for Mariah Carey. MC.
She has some lip sync problem. You know? What happened to that guy? Did he fall down? Look at this old guy in the front. Yeah, there's a Mariah Carey fan. That's me! Why doesn't she just fucking sing, man? Nothing wrong with that. Well, just fucking sing. Why didn't she just sing, you know? Like, doesn't she know the words or whatever? Make up the words. Who knows?
That was...
great.
Amazing. This is the album version, so I'm just going to let you put this foot on me.
All right, so, you know, I mean, I just wanted to look at that because I'm not sure what I was supposed to make of that, but it was such a big goddamn deal. Everybody, what made that not work is she did not, sing something, sing Happy Birthday. Oh, you know what, I can't hear it, I can't sing it, I can't do it, I can't, you know, well, fucking, come on, baby. If she had Margaret's skill at improvisational lyrics, you know, isn't that right, Margaret?
Oh, yes, you know, just, do I love the night. I love the night, you know.
Like, do we have that still? So let's try that, Margaret, okay?
Well, don't make me just on demand.
I'm not making you do it on demand, but I thought maybe it'd be...
go. I love, if she'd shut her hole, this is the night for me. with those three little girls in the front. I ought to take some weight off my... I know a lot of people would like this, but if I were her, I'd say, I need to get the lard off the...
You wouldn't say that.
Yes, I would. I've got the lard ass. Just say you like that, huh, Phil?
There's nothing wrong with that woman at all. Nothing at all.
Good God. Men, the standards that men have plummeted... plummeted almost like a mule right off the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Jesus.
Do-do-do. I need to get the weight, get the lard off my ass.
All right, fuck it. That's probably what Doug and Margaret should say. You know, that's not the worst part of what happened last night, man. It was that lard ass of hers. See, man.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache.
Yeah, that's Don Berman, and that's Newsroom. Oops.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for heartache to come.
Oh, man, I tell you, fuck. Now, I got Vernon Dozier, dumb.
Right, Phil, this is Doug Danger, and always great to be with you, Phil. Thanks for having me here. Thanks for, you know, bringing us on and everything like that. But for my way of thinking, you know, Phil, I love you. I love everything you do. I love all the things you are and all the things you're not even, you haven't even become yet. But I'll tell you something, Phil.
Well, that's a very good point, Phil. Well, that's a good point, Phil. I've tried the very best that I can to do that.
And then we have who?
Don Berman here, Phil, yes. Phil, you know, as long as we're talking here like a couple of guys.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the do-do. Getting ready, heartaches to come. Didn't I treat you right now, baby? Didn't I?
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
I'm facing the bottle for all of my problems.
I torture you.
We can do this. I think I got this, baby. I got this. You know,
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I don't know what I do without y'all.
I know the lyrics to these songs. You don't have to. I know. I do all that work for you. You know, I stay in touch with the culture and lay it on you. If need be. I look like somebody got fucked up in this Tottenham-Watford game. Yes, I know you're not watching that. I do, though. Let me tell you what. I figure the English Premier League is my favorite weekend sports viewing if Russia is now the gold standard by which all countries are judged. All right. Because I figure the UK's got Russia beat by a fucking country mile, my man. Okay, let's not get too heavy here, okay? Let's be friends. Let's stay friends. While we can. While there's still time. All right. What else?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
What the fuck, man? What is wrong with this? It's goddamn... Probably because I haven't used this motherfucking computer in so long. All right.
I keep holding on.
Right? I went and saw the 23rd again. I had a chat. All right, man, I'm ready.